Sarad de la Tour Castle. The castle is not easily seen from the main SS26 road, but its typical appearance as a medieval fortress is quite clear when you approach it. The central nucleus is formed by a quadrangular keep around which you can see the defence walls. Only the west part of the wall still exists, which separates the castle from its rural outbuildings. Later on, further structures were built adjacent to the central keep, which altogether created a significant monumental complex. The defence wall is rather irregular and has a main entrance surmounted by machicolation with a large stone ledge dating back to the 15th century. The emblem of the Sarai de la Tour family can be seen on the polished stone archivolt. Round towers of different sizes are positioned in the corners. The castle chapel is located on the south side of the defensive wall on the rocky spur overhanging the Dora. It is one of the oldest buildings and originally used to have a flat roof, which according to the tree ring dating was from the middle of the 13th century. A few fragments of the frescoes from a slightly later period are still visible on the walls. The most important remains, found on the south wall, show the top section of a crucifixion, two saints, some sirens, certain other grotesque figures on the brazier of a window, and the adoration of the Magi between the openings. Other fragments on the vault portray Christ's entry into Jerusalem, the apostles, Christ on a throne, and the north, hell. In 1420, the two brothers, Ippoletto and Giovanni, divided their properties into two separate fiefdoms, with their respective headquarters in the castle of Introd and La Tour. Giovanni made a few additions, which made his castle suitable as an official residence. Giovanni's son Antonio transformed the chapel and refounded it, dedicating it to the Virgin Mary and St. John the Evangelist. In 1478, two frescoes were painted, portraying the Crucifixion and St. Christopher, and perhaps a smaller bell tower which stands above the south facade. The large reception lounge in the northern wing of the castle has a wooden ceiling supported by 171 cave consoles with small figures of humans and animals, sometimes involved in a chinch's behaviour. Tree ring analysis indicates that this extraordinary example of medieval fantasies date back to just after 1432. The carvings were performed by craftsmen from a regional workshop, where Jean de Quetro must have done his apprenticeship before carving the choir stalls in the Cathedral of Aosta in around 1470. The castle remained the property of the Sarai de la Tour family until 1923, when it was sold to Senator Benser from Genoa. Since 1970, it has been the property of the Val d'Aosta regional government. Tours to the castle are guided.